following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
No more luxury boxes or season tickets for clients. Your accountant said you're about to meet some costly new taxes, but that doesn't mean you have to downsize. Thousands of smart business owners have found a great way to protect the bottom line. They've moved to a nearby, prestigious Regis office. Fully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it. It includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. Mention Cowherd when you call and get 2 months free. Call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES. Want a great excuse to get out of spring cleaning? Tell your wife you're headed to Napa to pick up the $20.99 oil change special. Get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil or Max Life high mileage motor oil and a Napa silver oil filter for just $20.99. Spring cleaning is more fun when you're cleaning up savings. So pick up the Napa oil change special today. Tell them you heard it on the radio and they'll take off $3 more. See store for details. Offer expires 3/31.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagna. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone, and happy Tournament Day. The Doug and Daddy Show continues our NCAA Tournament Week live from Cunningham's Journal as we will be watching NCAA basketball with you and listening to it here. That's the beauty. Right after the Doug and Daddy Show, you can listen to basketball until the final game is over every single night, or you can come on in and join us at Cunningham's as they are just getting the pregame underway on CBS and their network of stations. The first game up today is Michigan State taking on Valparaiso. There's only 2 of the 7 Big Ten teams in action today. Michigan against South Dakota State. What could be interesting tonight, that game tips off at 6:15. We are glad to be with you. And again, folks, it is all day happy hour here at Cunningham's during the basketball games. $11 buckets plus the burger special for lunch. Any burger off the menu and a draft beer, only $6.49. That is their lunch special on this Thursday. Beer and burger, only $6.49. So I know a lot of folks that have already said, I'm just taking the day off. Jimmy Langens, my co-host, will tell you who's coming on here in just a moment. But Jimmy, you know what? It's got to the point anymore that there's no need in just trying to take that extended lunch hour, which we hope some people do if they have to work. People are just taking the day off. They're not trying to sneak out. The bosses are too smart. They know what's going on.
Hey, that's something else. You know, I know I was a high school principal for years in seemed like we had a lot of TVs on during class during that Thursday and Friday. You know, I'd be walking in and kind of looking around. And next thing you know, we'd kind of be done a little early. You know, instead of a 50-minute class, it's maybe a 40-minute one going on there.
Well, and in this day and age with the Internet and your Kindles and your iPhones and iPads and all that, it's so much easier to keep up to date. You're cheating at work anyway. You're cheating at school. You know those kids have them on.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah, I would imagine. You think it might be a little hard to police that?
Coming up in our next segment, we got a chance to catch up with Jordan Hooper, Nebraska women's basketball All-American standout. We're going to talk with her as they get ready to head to Texas to take on Chattanooga in the women's tournament Saturday at 5:30. We'll also talk with Don Lease, Kearney Catholic boys basketball coach who has stepped down after 21 years. And we'll talk about the timing. Where the program's at, obviously, they're losing a lot of seniors. And, of course, one of those seniors, his son, And we'll also be answering your fantasy baseball questions today. We'll head to RotoWire. Our fantasy baseball expert will join us in the last segment today around 11:45, 11:50, with the Major League Baseball season beginning on Sunday evening, the 31st. There are fantasy baseball drafts out there. If you have a fantasy baseball question for our friends from RotoWire or anything that you want to contribute to the Doug and Daddy show today, you can always email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Phone number 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. You can also get us on Facebook, which is ESPN Superstation. And you can even tweet our producer, Jeffrey, and that is at ESPN 1460-1550. In this first segment, we're going to take a look at our official brackets here on the show today, but we can't overlook the weirdness that was the Miami Heat last night. I mentioned a lot of people are saying, well, can they get that 33 win streak? Can they break that record that was set 40 years ago? And I said, it'll be some team that you don't expect that snaps his streak, whether they get to it or not. It's going to be some team that snaps his streak. And I said, this was the perfect spot last night. They're coming off that emotional win against Boston. Boston, who wanted to snap the streak, let's face it, in professional sports, motivation every night isn't necessarily there. But I didn't see the Cavaliers ever taking a 27-point lead on the Heat, and then the Heat being able to overcome that last night.
Yeah, that was an amazing game. My son said they was like, when I walked in, he goes, hey, they were down 30. I walked in, it was 77-77. He goes, hey, they were down 30. And I go, you got to be kidding me. I mean, you know, what happened here? You know, but I never dreamed that Cleveland – I thought maybe they could win, but I never dreamed they would get up 25 points.
No,
I mean, you know, that's what's amazing about that. Yeah.
And I think you know what that tells you? It tells you that the Heat do care. They do want to get that streak. Otherwise, you're down 27. You go through the motions. You play it out. It's over. Congratulations, Cleveland. Yay, yay, yay. Woo, woo, woo. But to have the effort to come back from 27 down, I think that pretty much shows they want to continue to keep this winning streak going as long as possible. Somebody will get them. But when will it be?
But, you know, I think about a month ago I told you, I said, hey, San Antonio's going to win this. And you go, hey, I like Miami. And I said, well, we'll give everybody else the other, you know.
Yeah,
they can have all the rest of the team. They can have the field on that. But you know what? It's been amazing. Since I made that statement and you picked them, they haven't lost.
Well, you know.
You've been hot.
It could be the month of the Duda. So that's going on. Randy Bushcutter is going to join us a little bit as well, because we want to get as many of our brackets out there. We want to thank everyone that filled out your brackets at ESPNSuperstation.com, and hopefully somebody goes nuts and can win the 50,000 or the 5,000 or the 500. No matter what, somebody's going to win the 50-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and Electronics and many other prizes that are going out to our second through however many we decide to hand out. We'll also kind of have around prizes. If you are in the lead after this first weekend, you're going to get a special prize as well. You can keep up to date on your brackets by going right back to where you were, ESPNSuperstation.com, and you can see how many people are there and how many other things are going on when it comes to the brackets. But let's get after ours right now here in this first segment, and then Jordan Hooper will join us. And Randy Bushcutter was co-host with us Monday and Wednesday. And Randy, you know what? We filled out one kind of quick, and you know what? I'm staying with that pick. I am staying with that pick, and I never did reveal who that necessarily was, but I know you had New Mexico in there, then you filled out a couple of more. Which one is your sheet of integrity?
My sheet of integrity, yeah, I'm going with my first gut instinct. My national champion is New Mexico over Miami. And you know, the more I've heard, the more comfortable I'm feeling in talking to a lot of people. A lot of people think Miami is the team to beat. I'm just stretching that out a little bit further and thinking New Mexico can get all the way in as well.
Well, let's take a look at our brackets. We'll give our final four maybe a little bit later on in the show. But I'm going to start in the Gonzaga bracket where nobody really – I mean, Memphis, let's face this. You know what? We were talking about the last number one seed a couple of weeks – or last week. And we kind of thought it was St. Joe. No, it was Memphis. Out of a non-big-time conference in 2008, and they should have won the national championship. Kansas knocks in that, was it, I want to say Jacques Vaughn, that's not right, but one of their studs knocked home a three to send that game into overtime. They were down 9 late in the ball game. Memphis should have done it. I think that should tell you that Gonzaga has a chance, and here in the Sweet 16 in that region, I have Gonzaga playing Wisconsin, and I have Arizona playing Ohio State. Randy, who do you have?
I have Gonzaga and Wisconsin as well, New Mexico and Ohio State.
And the more I've been thinking about this, a lot of the other pools I filled out, I had Kansas State. Jimmy, who do you like in that area?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, there's so many different teams when you're looking at this thing. You know, when I looked at the Sweet 16 here, you know, the four teams that Las Vegas has favored is Gonzaga, Indiana, Florida, and Louisville. You know, that's the four that they like. They actually like Florida over Kansas, you know, on that deal. So, you know, when you look at the thing, you know, I finally went down with my final four. I took New Mexico also. And I might be on the bandwagon on this. A lot of people are talking New Mexico. That Vegas has only got them at 25-1. That's kind of amazing. They were 40-1 when I got there the other day. But, you know, they only got them down to 25-1. And then Louisville and Kansas. Kansas is like the 6th or 7th team down there, though. And they got second last year. And then I got Marquette as my long shot, kind of the 3 seed. But, you know, they're 100-1 when I walked in the door down there. So, you know, they are really a long shot at a 3 seed.
And you got them at 100-1 before the bracket came out.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Which,
yeah.
I like those odds.
That's a good investment.
Yeah, well, you know, Miami of Florida was 200-1 when the season started in one place. They were 100-1 in most of them. But boy, that changed real quick. You know, they're like 6-1, 7-1 now. So yeah.
Well, and
Miami of Florida. Well,
for as few losses as Miami of Florida has, which is 6, two of them. One, they lost twice when they went out to Hawaii over the holiday break. One of those was in overtime to Indiana State, who got thumped in the NIT here a couple of nights ago. So that team has totally transformed themselves. In that West bracket, I have Ohio State beating Gonzaga to go to Atlanta. Randy.
Well, and to go to Atlanta.
You've got New Mexico, I guess.
Yeah,
don't
I got
you?
New Mexico coming all the way through, yeah.
I guess the one thing, and Jimmy already talked about his upset, I have been anti-Louisville the whole time, and I have made a stupid pick. I already know I have made a stupid pick. I have chosen Missouri to be the team to beat Louisville. And remember, Louisville is playing in Lexington, Kentucky, so they're playing in their home state, which means it's going to be virtually impossible for them to get upset. Not only does Missouri got to beat Colorado State, but then I have them playing Louisville. We talked about this earlier in the week. You've got teams like Missouri that were upset last year, Duke that were upset last year, Florida that was upset last year, and then you've got three teams that were in the Final Four, Louisville, Kansas, and Ohio State, that a lot of people believe are supposed to be back there this year. That just can't happen. Over the history, the odds say that can't happen. And so I don't think Louisville, I'm not impressed with Louisville like most of the country is, and I have got Duke beating and the problem is St. Louis is what they are, but if you're going to knock out Louisville, then somebody's got to get out there, and I think it's St. Louis, but I got Duke beating St. Louis to get to the Final Four.
But your St. Louis pick's interesting because I believe St. Louis beat New Mexico, which was a huge win for them. You know, that was a big win, and it kind of, when you're looking at New Mexico and St. Louis, you're really looking for some teams that are not used to being there. You know, they're not, yeah. You know, those teams are not there. I mean, when you're talking Duke, Indiana, you know what I mean, Georgetown, you know, actually, you know, and especially, you know, even like a Kentucky-type team, North Carolina, you know, it's hard to go against some of those people with that. Kansas is there all the time. But now we're talking about some people that aren't there very much, you know, and that's what's going to be really hard to do. No, they can be really good, really talented. It's really hard to get there.
What about you, Randy?
Agreed. But this is the year that there's no dominant team. And I think it's a good year to pick one of those unusual teams to do something.
Somebody
that hasn't ever done it before, because there isn't that dominant Duke team. There's not that dominant Kansas team that you go, that's a team to beat. There isn't a team to beat.
Who'd you take out of the Midwest?
Out of the Midwest, my Sweet 16, my Final Four in the Midwest was Louisville and St. Louis. And I have St. Louis beating Louisville, Memphis and Duke, and I have coming out of there Duke.
All right, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll give you some quick predictions on the other side of the bracket. And Jordan Hooper of the Huskers is going to join us. We're at Cunningham's. Come on down. We have almost put the ball in the air for Michigan State and Valpo. They're seconds away from getting the official portion of the 2013 NCAA tournament underway. Come down, enjoy lunch, and watch basketball at Cunningham's. More of the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home, Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
You know, Golic, this new Kickstart by Mountain Dew should be part of our March morning routine.
Oh, you said it, Greeny.
Kickstart by Mountain Dew, it tastes great. It's got Mountain Dew plus real fruit juice.
With just the right amount of kick to start your day.
Not to mention, Kickstart has daily hoops prizes available right now.
For details, just look for us, Mike and Mike, on the Give Your March a Kickstart display in stores.
Kickstart is giving away $68.50 ESPNShop.com gift cards every day that let you score cool gear from your favorite hoops teams.
There's even a grand prize to go to ESPN Studios and meet me, Mike Golic, in person.
Actually, Golic, they get to meet both of us in person.
Yeah, sure, but when they meet both of us, they meet me.
Well, technically, yes, but you're missing the point, which is they get to meet Mike and Mike.
Okay, if they want, they can meet you too.
If they want, maybe they want to meet me and not you.
Ah, that's rich, Greeny.
Crack open a can of new Kickstart by Mountain Dew. The perfect mix of dew, real fruit juice, and just the right amount of kick. Kickstart your day. Visit MountainDewKickstart.com for more on the Give Your March a Kickstart sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 13 and older. Subject to official rules. Ends 4/15/13 at 11:59 a.m.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
This year at the Vital Signs Health Fair, walk through the Roland Colon, a 120-foot long, 8-foot-high inflatable colon. Learn how you can prevent, treat, and beat colon cancer. While you are there, have your hearing, vision, height, and weight checked. Find out how well you sleep and breathe, all for free. Bring old or unused prescription and over-the-counter medications for disposal in a legal and environmentally safe manner. All good reasons to attend the Vital Signs Health Fair this weekend at the Adams County Fairgrounds, 7 to 1 each day.
Danny Show back at Cunningham's, where they've got live entertainment this weekend. Don't forget the Judd Hoos Band is in on Saturday night, but it's NCAA basketball all weekend long, and we want you to be a part of the Doug and Daddy Show with us here at Cunningham's. Come on in and enjoy some great basketball as we are underway with Michigan State and Valparaiso. Doug Duda along with Jim Lang and Randy Bushcutter making our picks. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day: which 12 seed has the best chance of upsetting a 5 seed? Well, our listeners go with the public. 72% said Oregon, 14% said Mississippi, 10% said Cal, and only 4% said Akron. Which 12 seed you think Oregon has the best chance? You kind of liked Cal.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what. You know, the thing of it is with Akron, see, they lost their point guards. He got in trouble. Their Akron's point guard got in trouble. He's not playing. It'll be interesting to see with the rest of the team how they decide to play. You know, it wasn't like he got hurt. I mean, he did something illegal and got himself in trouble. It'll be interesting to see if Akron steps up. I'm kind of interested in that game. Plus, people fell in love with VCU, kind of like they do Butler. I don't know if they're for real or not. We'll see what Akron does. So I'm kind of looking at Akron playing without the point guard, see if they can step up and take him on. But Virginia Commonwealth will put pressure all over the court.
Yeah.
And they're going to take advantage of that. That's how they play anyway. And they will try to put pressure on whoever that new point guard is.
Well, our poll question today as we get ready to talk with Jordan Hooper is: how far will the Lady Huskers advance in the NCAA Women's Tournament? Will they get knocked off in the first round again? Will they go to the round of 32, Sweet 16, Elite 8? or Final Four. How far will the Lady Huskers advance in the NCAA women's bracket? I think they can beat Texas A&M in the second game on Monday. I think this is a different team. This isn't the sixth seed, beat up, deflated, tired, injured team that Nebraska sent in against the Kansas team that still wanted a piece of them. They're going to be taking out a Chattanooga team that has no idea what Nebraska is about. And I think then Nebraska, conversely, they got a little something that they'd like to take back to Texas A&M, and I think that's what we're going to see. So I think Nebraska gets to the Sweet 16, but I don't think Duke, that's just too good of a team. Duke could have been a number one seed. There's other two seeds that Nebraska could compete with. So I'll say that Nebraska gets to the Sweet 16 in the women's tournament.
Yeah, probably a good point. It seems to me in the women's tournament, boy, there are not many upsets when it gets down to those top five, six teams.
No.
Those teams are always there, and it's hard to beat them. You know what I mean? They are really a whole different group there. So I think I go with you, Doug. I think you're about right. I think that's exactly about how far they're going to go. I hope they play well the first round.
Well, let's find out more. We had a chance, because practice is going on for the Huskers, that we caught up earlier with Jordan Hooper, the All-American candidate of the Husker women. And let's hear what our conversation was with the Alliance native.
The Nebraska women open things up Saturday at 5:30, as we've been telling you all week, against Chattanooga in the first round of the NCAA tournament. And we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the season to this point and what to expect in the opening weekend by All-American candidate Jordan Hooper out of Alliance. Of course, if you've been in Nebraska at all over the last few years, we all know about Jordan, and we welcome her to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Jordan, how are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Well, doing great. Great to catch up with you. We've had a chance to talk to Coach. We've had a chance to talk to Lindsay. We've had a chance to talk to Matt Coatney. And so we thought we'd go to the top of Mount Rushmore here and talk to you as we get ready for this championship run. Tell me a little bit. And a lot is made out of two things right now this week: Nebraska's seed and the health of the team and how different it is going into this year compared to last year. And obviously, health of the team, one of the key figures would have been you. How do you feel going into this weekend?
I feel great. Last year, like you said, we weren't very healthy. But this year, it's a completely different team with our health issues. So we're ready to go.
Can you take me back to last year, kind of what the attitude of the team was going in against Kansas? Of course, the fans were always pumped up and maybe just didn't realize what the status of the team was. Can you take me back to that time?
I would say the team was just kind of nervous, and we were very unsure as how we were going to, I guess, feel at that moment and perform at that moment. But the fans are always behind us no matter what. They're probably the greatest fans in the whole world. But we really couldn't tell what was happening because we didn't really know how serious it was and stuff like that with everyone's injuries and everything. And we really couldn't tell anybody, like, how exactly we were feeling and stuff like that just because we weren't supposed to and all that stuff. And the stuff you're not supposed to talk about, the stuff you are, and all that stuff. But this year, it's totally different. Like, everybody's really excited, and we're just, like, we're right there with the fans last year. Like, we're just so excited. We're so pumped for this, and we're like I said, we're ready to go.
Jordan Hooper with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We've all seen the pictures. We've seen the video. And if you were in the room, you probably saw the looks on the faces on Monday night. What was your initial reaction when you saw, you knew this isn't one of those things where you had to worry about being on a bubble. You knew you guys were going to be in. What was your initial thought in those first 5 seconds?
I was writing down the teams before us, so I didn't actually see our name being called until it was like Emily and I were sitting by each other, and we were still writing down stuff, and so we didn't really know what was happening until everyone started cheering, and then we looked up and saw our name, and we're like, oh, geez, I don't know, we just didn't really expect it, I guess, and when we finally got it, we were thrilled. So,
do you feel any disrespect about being a sixth seed when pretty much all the numbers say you should be higher than that?
I don't really look at the numbers all that much. I'm just happy we got in. I'm glad we got the invite and all that, and I think we just need to go out and prove ourselves, honestly. I mean, maybe that'll change everyone's minds, I guess. But honestly, I don't know. The numbers are one thing, but it's how you play it in the tournament is another thing. So we just have to go out and play our best.
We're chatting with Jordan Hooper here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What can you tell us about Chattanooga? We know apparently they've got some bigs. They like to force turnovers. That's how they beat Tennessee earlier this year. What else can you tell us about this first-round opponent?
They're really good. They're really big on the inside. They want to go to their posts. But they do have a couple guards that are really good shooters, drivers, all that stuff. They have a lot of different offensive weapons. We just have to take advantage of them on our offensive end and stuff, and then hopefully get some stops on defense. And I mean, I think we can do that. I really do.
Where do you see the advantage for your ball club? What would maybe be a Chattanooga weakness that is a strength of the Husker women?
I would say we're quick, and I think we've been saying that all year. We're really quick. We're not the biggest team in any conference, that's for sure. But we definitely have the quickness to stay with pretty much anybody. So I would say we're quicker in some ways.
Well, we've had Lindsay on a couple of times throughout the season to talk about this basketball team. And, of course, we've had her opinion of what her teammates are like. Give me a little bit about Lindsay, because sometimes it's hard to talk about yourself and the outstanding season she's had.
She's great. She's a really great leader on and off the floor. And she just, she's had a really, really, really great season. She finds her teammates. She finds me whenever we're open. She just knows when to pass it, stuff like that. But she also knows when to shoot it and get her own points and stuff. And, I mean, I think that's really great to have a point guard that not only can pass the ball but also can shoot it and knows when to do each of those things. And it's been really great to get to know her and get to live with her and get to play with her.
Jordan, there were a couple of bumps in the road, obviously, earlier in the season, but you guys are headed into the tournament with a 11-2 mark. What has made the team click a little bit more here in the second half of the season?
I've kind of been saying it all year long, but it was that meeting at Minnesota when we had just the team get together and just kind of refocus our goals and just honestly just refocus altogether. I think that really changed us for the better and put us in the right direction and got us back on track to where we are now.
We're talking with Jordan Hooper here. You take a look at this field as a whole, and I know it's always that one game at a time, but we in the media and the fans, we like to look at the big picture a little bit here. Texas A&M or Wichita State is the second game, maybe Duke on the other side. There are no slouches. I mean, sometimes a team with a record like yours should have a way to get through the first round or the second round, but this program hasn't found a way to go deep in the tournament. Do you think this team can go deep in the tournament?
I do. I think we can. We just have to get everything together and, like I said, just refocus and everything. But I honestly do, because we have the talent, we have the potential, we have the skill. We just have to put it all together and put together some really good games, and I think we'll be fine.
Another minute here with Jordan Hooper on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jordan, I would think that when you get all these accolades or preseason honors, for you maybe it's kind of old hat, because since you laced them up at Alliance High School, everybody's been talking about you. How do you handle all the exposure and your names on all these watch lists?
Honestly, I don't really pay attention to any of it. And honestly, the only way I know is probably from Courtney telling me, and because I'm really bad at paying attention to like the newspapers and all that kind of stuff. Because, I mean, not that I don't care, because it's a big honor to be put on those things, and I think it is a huge honor for me to be put on those things. But at the same time, it's just I have this to worry about, and I have the team to worry about, and I don't need to be worrying about myself right now, because it's really not about me. It's about how far we can take this team, and it's. One person can't do anything alone, so, I mean, you need the whole team, and I don't think those awards should be just given to one person. I think it should be given to, like, a whole team or something, but, I mean, it is an honor, but at the same time, it's more about the team.
Jordan, obviously, we're not into that senior season where we recap your career and things, but have things went as you had hoped so far at the university?
Yeah, I would say they have, because, honestly, coming in, I didn't really have those big of expectations as I kind of got thrown into my freshman year. I honestly didn't think I was going to play very much my freshman year. I thought I was just going to have to work on the defense and the offense and stuff like that. And then I got put in, like, oh, geez, here we go. But honestly, I've enjoyed my time here at Nebraska a ton. And I think I've exceeded my own expectations. So I think it's just, where can I go from here?
Do you see any of the young players on this year's team that are going to make a big impact during their career, who kind of has stuck out in your mind or maybe even reminds you of yourself as a freshman?
Well, Emily Cady, definitely. She's already made an impact in every facet. But Rachel Terrio, for our freshman, is definitely already made an impact, too. I think she just has to get a little bit well, she's only a freshman, so she just has to get a little bit more weathered, I guess. But I think she's going to make a huge impact when she does get all that freshman stuff out. But yeah, we have tons of kids. And T this year, T Laudermill, she's been doing really great on defense and stuff like that. And so, I mean, we have all these little pieces, and we just have to put it all together.
And what's going on? What's the headline in Alliance this week?
Like I said, I don't pay attention to newspapers, so I honestly don't know.
Well, Jordan, we look hopefully to a big run here, and I guess we'll let you out of here with this question. How much of that is being talked about to take this team farther than any other team has went?
Yeah, actually, Coach has kind of hit on that a couple times at practice, and just our potential that we can go really far, and it's our team, and we have to take it as far as we want it to. And then, of course, Lindsay has been talking about it, how this was last year and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, at the same time, everybody feels it in, like, on your inside. You can definitely feel it. Like, you can just tell, I guess. I don't know if you can tell, but you can just feel that we want to go far, and everyone has the same goals and wants the same things. So hopefully we can do that.
Well, Jordan, best of luck to you and the ladies this weekend down in Texas. Let's get an all-expense-paid trip out to Virginia next weekend, too.
I hope so. Thank you very much.
Jordan Hooper, Nebraska All-American candidate, is ready to head down to College Station, Texas for their matchup with Chattanooga Saturday, and that gets underway at 5:30. Now, we will air that on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. It will also be on ESPN2. I want to let the folks know, this weather forecast is up in the air, so keep up to date. Hastings College softball today has been called off. The Kearney Catholic Star relays for Friday has already been called off. Again, that's one of those things. You get up, you get in the bus, you drive to Kearney from a ways away. So, unfortunately, they're hoping the weather doesn't cooperate with everybody tomorrow. And you know what? It's okay if the weather's bad tomorrow. That way you can come into Cunningham's where we are and watch some college basketball. Coming up, Don Lease, Kearney Catholic. Our boys basketball coaches decided to step down. Plus, we'll head to RotoWire with some fantasy football questions. But we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy
Doug,
Show.
Doug, Coach Leash is ready if you want to do him now.
Coach Leash, there we go. All right. Well, hey, don't want to keep the coach waiting because I know he's probably got lunch going on. Doug Duda along with Jim Langan, and we've got Randy Bushcutter here as well making his picks. But the Kearney Catholic coach, Don Leash, announced earlier this week that he's stepping down after 21 years of leading this program. And, Coach, great to have you back on the show. How's your bracket so far?
Doing great. I haven't looked at anything, so I think we're doing okay, Doug.
Well, you know, we're going to come at you from all sides. You know that because I've got the lead ref here, and, you know, you've got the guy that's called most of your games are here. So I guess the question, Don, is I know that this had been rumored, and with your son graduating this year, that's kind of, for some coaches, the perfect time. But what did make this the time to say, I'm going to step aside?
There's about four traveling calls that Jim Langan missed, and that just really threw me over the edge. But, no, I'm just kidding you. It's just one of those things. I just thought it was the time to go out, and I don't know if there's no rhyme or reason or anything like that. It's just one of those deals. I just thought it was time for somebody else to do the job.
Well, you had earlier in your career kind of made the decision that you were going to, and you did step down. Tom Schlechter, your assistant, took over, and then you came back because the very next year their family moved to Hastings. You had kind of told us, I don't know if it was officially, but you said, I don't know that I want to coach my son's teams. I've coached them coming up through, I don't know, second grade, third grade on. And then you were put in the situation where you did coach him. It worked out okay.
Yeah, it did. You know, it was one of those, you know, when Tom left, I kind of took a look at, you know, some of the coaching things that were happening and so on. And I called some coaches and, you know, that had coached their sons and so on. And, you know, they said that they enjoyed it. And, you know, I like the style of ball that we bring to Kearney Catholic and stuff, and I kind of wanted them to go through, you know, that kind of a style, you know, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed coaching my sons. You know, I don't know, there's times probably my sons didn't enjoy me having them coach, but they seemed to take the brunt of some things and throughout the time, and But, you know, as I would talk to him and stuff, I'd, you know, there's times I just said, you know, that you didn't make the mistake, but yet, you know, you took the brunt of it because I don't think Johnny or Jimmy or Joey could have handled some of the situations, and that's why I know you guys can and stuff, and that's why you took the brunt of the, you know, the butt chewing.
Hey, Don, I can't speak for all officials, but I can speak for the guys that I ref with. And we always enjoyed working your games. You never tried to show us up. You know, you knew we were out there trying to do as good as we could. I remember one game, it was at the Wood River Holiday Tournament, and a kid from Shelton hit a shot late in the game, almost at the buzzer, and ended up winning the game for him. And I remember calling you the next day and going, hey, I was working with Joe Wells, and Joe and I talked about it long. Was that a three or not? We couldn't tell. We couldn't get a very good look at it. And I go, hey, send me the film. I said, we got to look at it. And I said, what did you think? He said, well, I looked at it about 8 or 9 times, and I can't tell either. You know, so I remember it was kind of a joy working for you. And we were all on the same page. We were trying to do as good as we could for it. And we took it, took it like you should.
You know, and you know, the toughest job out there is the guys in the stripes. You know, I don't think my kids ever foul, you know, so and stuff. But the guys in the stripes do a great job out there. And it was one of those, you know, the officials a lot of times, I'm going to coach my teams. And there's times I step out on the court and stuff. And sometimes I don't even realize I'm out there, you know, but it's one of those things I'm trying to get some things, instructions across to the kids. And, you know, people like you and Wells and those guys understand, you know, and you guys will go, hey, Don, just step back a little ways here, you know. And I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm out here on the court and stuff. And I didn't know, I don't even realize it because I get into the game and I try to let you guys do your thing. And then I try to, you know, do my thing and stuff. And sometimes in practice, I'm out there on the court and stuff, and that's what I'm looking at. Whoa, wait a second here. I got a little bit too far out there and stuff. No, you guys do a great job, and there's not, I don't try to show up any officials because I've done some officiating, and I know how hard it is to get out there and officiate.
Donnie Lease is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're live at Cunningham with the NCAA basketball tournament going on. Don, kind of now that the dust has settled a little bit, I know it was frustrating and emotional all at the same time when this season came to an end and you had already, in your mind, made the decision. Did that weigh on you, or I don't think the team knew that you were specifically or officially going to step down, but what was it like coming down the home stretch? Because everyone wants to say, well, you were 21-0, and then the ball didn't go in the hole down the stretch. Did that have anything to do with it?
No, not at all. You know, coming into the season, my assistants knew. They knew, you know, I kind of started delegating a few more things towards them to, you know, kind of get them, you know, see what they could do and so on and so forth. You know, and I'll push for my assistants to get the job and stuff, but you know, they did a great job, and that's one thing. You know, Randy Bushcutter's there, and I appreciated all my assistants because you're a head coach, but you're not at all getting all the credit. Like, and the assistant coaches should be the ones getting some of those credit too, because you know I just reaped the benefits of it because I had such great assistants down the stretch, and you know, without the assistant coaches, you know, your program, because I can't watch everything. You know, so I go, hey, you watch this, you do this, you do this. And my assistants have done a great job over the past years. I'm just, you know, saddened that Slekta had to leave for an extra $14,000 a year to go to Adams Central. But, you know, I can't blame him on that part to, you know, pick up and his wife gets a job over there and he gets a job over there. And, you know, he's done a great job. He took over the program for a couple of years over there and did a great job over there. And like he said, you know, he learned a lot from being a head coach and then transitioning to being a head coach over at Adams Central. But no, it didn't play any part at, you know, how we came down the stretch and so on and so forth. You know, people ask me a lot of things like, how do you handle parents and so on and so forth? You know, and I just tell them, you know, when I go into a game, you know, I have a game plan all planned out, and if things don't quite work out, we go to plan B. And if Joey, Jimmy, and Johnny are not in the game plan and plan B, so so be it. You know, I'm not going to change, you know, because this guy or that guy makes $50,000 extra or whatever. My goal is to win basketball games. I had parents tell me, you know what, we should play the seniors and then the juniors and then the sophomores and then the freshmen. And that's not me. I'm going to play who I believe deserves to play and deserves to be out there and needs to be out there. And, you know, there's going to be some parents that are probably going, hey, I'm kind of glad this guy's leaving. You know, and then there's some parents that probably are going, oh, dang it, I wish he would have stayed on. But, you know, the decision's made, and I'm going to move on.
Hey, Don, hey, just real quick, hey, one thing about your assistants, one thing about it, you have plenty of them. I mean, when I look down that bench at Class C1 school, you were loaded with assistants. Hey, can you just, I know real quick, you've had 21 years. Can you go over, I know you won a state champion and stuff, but can you go over a couple games that were really meant a lot to you when you won and maybe a tough one you lost that you remember really?
You know, I try to get rid of those ones I lose as fast as I can. It's not right after the game that I get rid of those either. It's like I tell them, I'm sorry because this is the way it is. When I lose a basketball game, you know, I go into the mode of, okay, what can I do? What do I need to do to, you know, improve my team? And it's instantly. After I talk to the kids in the locker room, it's instantly. I go right into the, okay, now what do I need to be doing? You know, I shouldn't have lost this game. And Bushcutter knows, you know, I think, you know, when I go into the season, I think I can beat the doggone Lakers. And this year I might be able to. But, you know, we you know, that's my problem sometimes is I think I can beat everybody. But the games are probably the most, you know, I remember when, you know, we hit some last-second shots, and I've had some last-second shots hit against you. It's one of those that's just such an emotional high when you hit them, and then all of a sudden it's an emotional low when they get hit on you, and it's like, oh, no. But we've had, you know, my share of both of those and so on and so forth as you go through the seasons. There's not any one that really sticks out. I remember we went up to St. Paul and our kids, we got off the bus and we walked in to play Boone Central in the district final there. And they looked over and the whole side was just full of Boone Central people. And we were there an hour and 10, 15 minutes early. And they're like, wow, what the heck? You know, and then we went into our locker room, kind of peeked out about 35 minutes before game time, and the place was just packed and rocking already. And, you know, our kids were getting goosebumps and everything like that. And those types of things, you know, that's what you play the game for, is to play in those types of crowds. And every time we got into those situations of playing in those types of crowds, I made sure that the kids understood this is why you play the game. This is fun right here. You know, people are watching you guys, and you get to play this game. You go out there and play as hard as you possibly can. Leave it out there on the court. We're going to win some of these games. We're going to lose some of these games, but make sure that you gave your best.
Yeah, hey, I refereed that Boone Central Cardi Catholic game at St. Paul that year. We two-manned it with Tim Higgins that year. I remember one, not right now, I just thought about it, the last second shot. Not to make you feel bad for the rest of the afternoon, but Greg Fidelke and I worked a game at St. Cecilia one time, and you had it won, missed a free throw. They threw one outlet pass, and the kid threw in about a 60-footer at the buzzer. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, unbelievable. I'm going, that one counts. You know, here we go. We're done. Yeah, the game's over, and we're going to go. Everybody's going to go shower.
Well, and I know Coach Lease's favorite place to play was Ogallala.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love that gym up there and stuff. And thank goodness they got a bond passed up there that they're actually going to get a new one up there.
Well, I know that this, and Don, we'll let you out of here with this. This isn't it. You're not retiring and moving away. Keeping the other coaching duties, what's your plan from here on out?
You know, it's like I told Mr. Torson. I said, I'll do anything. You know, I enjoy the school. I enjoy being around the kids. If they want me to coach the freshmen, the junior high, you know, I still enjoy coaching and stuff. You know, so it's one of those things. I just told him, you know, whatever, you know, he wants me to do, you know, as far as the program, if he wants me to step away and if he thinks that's the great, you know, the best thing for it is to just get away and let the other people do whatever they want to do, that's fine with me too. You know, if they want me to step in and help out and you know, do whatever, I said, I'll do whatever. It's fine with me.
Well, Don, thanks for all the time you've given us. And, of course, this won't be the last. We'll have him on the air. He does football with Randy throughout the year as well, and hopefully continues to do that. And enjoy the rest of your day, and I hope your bracket goes well, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, too. So we'll check these scores out here as I go to lunch and stuff and see what's going on. So thanks a lot, and thanks for covering us all those years. You guys do such a great job, and thanks for everything.
Thank
you too, Don.
Thanks, Don. Enjoy the time in the stands watching what's going on. It'll be interesting. You got to get through that first year of retirement because it's always biting at you. Oh, I'd have done that. But we'll see. We need to take a break here. We're at Cunningham's. When we come back, a little fantasy baseball. If you've got any fantasy baseball questions for us, we'll head to RotoWire and talk about it. We are at Cunningham's watching the NCAA men's basketball tournament, which we will join right after the Doug and Daddy Show. Michigan State, a 21-12 lead over Valparaiso with 7.5 to go in the first half. Bucknell and Butler have just gotten underway 4-4 at the first media timeout. We'll be back with more after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month, from gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
No more luxury boxes or season tickets for clients. Your accountant said you're about to meet some costly new taxes, but that doesn't mean you have to downsize. Thousands of smart business owners have found a great way to protect the bottom line. They've moved to a nearby, prestigious Regis office. Fully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it. It includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. Mention Cowherd when you call and get 2 months free. Call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES.
Hello, this is Scott for Scots. I'd like to share a wee word about baseball. You're probably thinking, I don't need some gallus Scot telling me about baseball. Well, we know a proper game belongs in proper grass. That's why Scots is busting our beaks happy to be the official lawn care company of Major League Baseball. Honour the grass in your own lawn, just like the big leagues, by feeding it with Scots. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Scots is the official lawn care company of Major League Baseball.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some scattered snow showers around early today, possibly mixed with a little rain or freezing rain in some areas as well. Otherwise, temperatures will then head up to 43 for a high, with wind staying breezy out of the southeast. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 34.
Oh, yeah, not only basketball going on, but the big concert tonight out at the Bureau Events Center, headlined by Justin Moore, Dustin Lynch, and a variety of others. So if you're going to the concert, come in, get that pre-concert meal, and maybe party a little bit afterwards here at Cunningham's, the NCAA basketball tournament going on. That's why we're here, and to enjoy a great lunch and maybe just to watch basketball all day long. They've staggered the times more and more, so there's more basketball throughout this first weekend, and we are here at Cunningham's watching hoops and talking about our brackets. Doug and Daddy Show with Jim Langan, Randy Bushcutter, and the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth has moved with us all week long down here to Cunningham's. We've been telling you about some of the great Jeeps that are in. The 2014 Grand Cherokee, Patriot, and Compasses are in. Also at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. The 2013 Dodge Avengers, and they started under $20,000. If you want to spruce it up a little bit, how about Town and Countries? The new one's on the lot, up to $4,000 off from the manufacturer. Check it all at the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and online. You can see their entire inventory, find the car you want, the price range you want, the model you want. You can even kind of tell them what kind of car you want, and they'll locate it for you if it's not currently on the lot. ThinkMidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Don't forget, tomorrow, Illinois baseball coach Dan Hartlett will join us as the Huskers and Illinois open up the Big Ten season. And speaking of baseball, Jan Levine from RotoWire, first time on the Doug and Daddy Show. The baseball expert is what they tell me, Jan. Is that true? Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
I guess that'll be determined once we finish this conversation, but hopefully I'll give you guys some good pieces of advice.
Now, do you – I assume if you're a sports nut like the rest of us, you've got an NCAA bracket. Who do you got winning this whole dance?
Unfortunately, I don't do these sheets of integrity like some of the other guys do. I actually do a couple. And it's hard for me to root head over heart as I'm a big Carolina fan, but I actually have on one sheet Louisville winning it, and on my other one, I think I have Miami winning it. I think they're going to field either a Louisville-Miami or a Louisville-Florida final, with obviously both Florida-Miami in the final four in one bracket, and Louisville and Ohio State on the other side.
Well, that looks a little bit like our brackets here, and I think a lot of people like Louisville. Well, let's talk some baseball. The season gets underway here in just about 10 days, and I've played fantasy baseball. I've taken time off. Right now, I'm not in a fantasy baseball league, so let me ask you a couple of just general questions right off the bat. The perception out there right now from a lot of the folks that I talk to that either are in a league or don't want to get into a league is that it is so time-consuming. Tell us how time-consuming you think it is in this day and age, now that you can just bop on your computer and click two or three things.
Well, it also depends on sort of the format in which you use. So, for example, my home league, which I set up in college too many years ago to actually name on the radio, but it's a pretty casual league. We have our draft. We have one mid-season supplemental draft. Lineups can be set daily, but you got to keep a guy in reserve for a week. There are other leagues, obviously, depending on your format, where you could be picking up free agents and making daily moves. But most leagues have it where you can have one day a week where you can pick up a free agent, and that Monday you have to set your lineup. So, but you are following it. It's probably no more so than your normal following of baseball. Say you're just following a little more fantasy than maybe regular baseball advice. And it's not too onerous in terms of the amount of moves you have to make, because you do have that where it's Monday morning, you have to make all your moves. So you're not necessarily having to transition and make moves every single day like in a lot of other daily leagues. Those may be a little bit more too time-consuming for those who want a little bit more of a casual kind of a league.
Of course, it's like football. It's all how you want to set up your league. It's like any other fantasy league. You can say you only make changes once a week, and that makes it easier on everyone. But as you get ready for your draft in this day and age, what's one of the two things that you're going to tell somebody if they're going to get into a draft for the first time in 5-6 years? What's a couple of real important pieces of advice?
Well, obviously, of course, you know, going to RotoWire and reading all the daily news, getting up to speed in terms of any injuries, any job battles, any changes in terms of roles for individuals. So, you know, for example, in the last couple of days, obviously the Hanley Ramirez injury from the World Baseball Classic has a pretty material impact in terms of the Dodgers lineup and for, you know, his fantasy standing. Same thing in terms of individuals who may have gotten sent down to the minors, like Trevor Bauer just recently got sent down today. So that has an impact because he was a fairly hot prospect to start the year. Not saying he won't be up later. So it's more so just making sure you stay on top of, A, all the injuries, and B, all any of the job changes and or changes of players and personnel moving from team to team, either recently or in the off season.
All right, you're getting ready. You draw your number. You find out where you're drafting. Are you the kind of guy that goes right after the stud pitcher, or do you try to find the stud offensive player?
I think it just sort of depends on where you're picking. So if you're in the top end of the first round and you have the first, you know, first five to seven picks, more times than not, you're looking for the stud hitter, be it a Ryan Braun, be it a Pujols, be it a Miguel Cabrera. As you get more towards the back end, that's when guys start looking towards pitching, figuring they can lock up a Justin Verlander or somebody like a Clayton Kershaw or a Price or somebody of that ilk. fairly early on, and then on the wrap situation, then focus on your hitting. But more so, I'd say, in the first part of the first round, at least the first half of it, you're more so leaning towards the stud hitter, and you may start focusing more on the pitching when you get towards the back end of it.
Give us the studs and duds. Who's due to fall off the chart this year?
Well, I mean, again, it sort of depends on your format and obviously, you know, injuries. So Hanley Ramirez, for example, one guy who I wouldn't call him a stud, but whose impact just obviously got changed today is a guy like a Jonathan Broxton. Most people had sort of penciled him in when the year started as the Reds closer with the Aroldis Chapman supposedly heading to the rotation. Now that's been a little bit of a 180, so Chapman's moving back to the pen to close. Now, unless you're drafting Broxton very late as sort of a handcuff to Chapman, he sort of has dropped in value. A guy who I think has a very big year, and I'm a little bit biased, is probably Ike Davis. Struggled the first half of last year, finally got his swing back to normal. The issues of the Valley Fever sort of dissipated as the year went a little bit further on. Had a very strong second half. He's one of those guys I'm looking forward to seeing upping his average to maybe 265, 270, along with his 30 homers and potentially 90 ribbies. He's one of those guys whose overall numbers last year don't look so great because of the batting average, but situationally and the improvements he made as the year went on, let me believe that he could have a big year this year in New York.
Jan Levine, RotoWire and RotoWire.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio with fantasy baseball drafts going on right now. We've got a lot of people that play it in our listening area, and you know, a couple of the clowns that we know, Jimmy, they actually do pretty good. That's why I need advice.
Yeah, they do. Hey, I got a question for you. On your catchers, are there in some new catchers that you really like, some of the young catchers that you really think might be somebody to grab that might be able to play more than, you know, 150 games, something like that, play every day?
Well, I don't think any of the catchers, given the day and age that we're in right now, are ever going to play that much. I mean, in terms of guys who I think have upside, whose numbers were good last year, but a guy who I think may be ascending is a guy like Salvador Perez. Missed part of the year last year with an injury. When he came back, he had like gangbusters in Kansas City. When he came back, he's one of those guys that I'm looking to take the next step. The big young catcher is a guy like a Travis d'Arnaud or a Mike Zunino won't be up right away. D'Arnaud is probably going to come up a little bit earlier in New York once May rolls around, and that has to do with all service time and arbitration clock in terms of why they wouldn't want to call him up so early. But he's a guy I'm looking forward to probably be up in June. A guy by the name of Mike Zunino, very late, especially in keeper league, thinking more like July, August time, was a first-round pick this year in Seattle. He's another guy that I'm looking forward to this year, seeing get called up given the bat that he has. But if you're going to target a young catcher, who I think is ascending, somebody like Salvador Perez is definitely one of those guys who I have on my radar screen.
Yeah, you know, we're in Nebraska, so we're kind of Royal fans, kind of, you know, in this area. I mean, there's some Royal fans. I'm a big Royal fan, and I felt the same way with you. You know, when some of these catchers are thinking DH, you know, Billy Butler's going to be the DH there for the Royals. So when Salvi's out, he's going to be not playing. So, you know, some of those teams, you know, you might get a guy that's catching, but then when he has his day off, he might be the DH. So, yeah.
Yeah, one of those guys. For example, like Victor Martinez, who did not play last year. 2 years ago, he played 26 games as a catcher. This year, he's going to see most of his time as DH. So if you're a believer that he hasn't lost his skills, the fact that he will DH most of the time and not have to be behind the plate and also have catcher eligibility enhances and adds to his value in leagues, probably bumping him up a couple of rounds in a league where he only might qualify as a utility-type player. So that's one of those examples. A guy like Buster Posey will play catcher and first base. He'll have that additional flexibility whereby if he needs a day off behind the plate, unless Brandon Belt is actually raking the ball so much that they can't take him out of the lineup, Posey may see some time at first base, will also enhance his value even more so than he is right now, which is probably in the back end of your first round.
Those are good points. That's exactly kind of what I was getting at. And I think that's I think you definitely know what you and I are thinking the same way on some of these catchers.
That makes you a pro too, man.
No,
Jan Levine joining us here from RotoWire on the Doug and Daddy Show. When it comes to in Nebraska, of course, Jan, everything goes back to comparing it to football. So when you're drafting your fantasy football team, the experts say wait till the very end to get your kicker and maybe your defense. What do you wait till the very end to draft in your fantasy baseball draft? Is it shortstop or is there such a position?
I mean, unlike football, and I'm in a whole host of football leagues also, so obviously kickers and defenses usually go pretty late because they're all bunched together. The problem is in terms of depth in the middle infield, while it's okay, I wouldn't say it's great. So that's why a lot of people target to try to get that stud middle infielder a little bit earlier than maybe usual. And then you can backfill your second guy with a guy who may have some upside expectations. So obviously in New York, you know, you got Robbie Cano, who's one of the stud guys, and he's going to go usually first or second round, a guy like a Jose Altuve in Houston is going to get you speed is another guy. A guy who has multi-position eligibility, who I actually like a lot this year, won't hit for a ton of power, but should have for a better batting average and playing in U.S. Cellular Field may help his power, is a guy by the name of Jeff Kepinger. Qualifies at first, second, and third, and that multi-position eligibility, that ability to move him between positions, is one of the reasons why I'm targeting him. Another guy who's coming off major injuries the last couple of years, who's having a good spring, who's a little bit below the radar, is a guy by the name of Brian Roberts. Guy, big time speed a couple of years ago, regressed a little bit, don't think he's going to put up the same kind of numbers, but as a late type pick in your league, a guy who could, you know, hit, you know, 8 to 10 home runs, 40 to 50 ribbies, 25 to 30 steals, and if he does hit first or second in that Baltimore lineup, score 75 to 80 runs is a nice return for a guy you could get in a lot of party drafts.
Well, Jan, we appreciate you making your debut here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of great advice. Hopefully it helps out our listeners, and maybe we can do it again next week as we get real close to the start of the Major League Baseball season.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Folks, don't forget, that's Jan Levine. You can always go to rotowire.com. They answer your questions. You can send them in. They get back to you. They let you know what's going on. They are an outstanding site to take care of all of your fantasy questions, no matter what the sport is. Jan Levine of RotoWire. Michigan State just put up 9 in a row, and now they lead Valparaiso 32-15, less than 2 minutes to go before half, and Butler an 11-8 lead over Bucknell, low scoring, 8:40 to go in the first half. The NCAA tournament joined right after we come back to wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show live from Cunningham's Baron Burger. Only 6:49 for lunch today, or anything off the menu. It's all good here at Cunningham's.
Join the chase
for affordable family fun
with the Tri-City Star. Friday, March 22nd, watch the Star battle the Des Moines Buccaneers.
It's another free Kids Friday.
Kids 12 and under get a free ticket with a paid adult. Bring the whole family
and save.
Then,
on Saturday, March 23rd,
it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's superhero night at the Tri-City Storm Game. Watch the Star versus the Sioux Falls Stampede. Several of your favorite superheroes will be at the game to greet fans. See Batman,
Spider-Man,
Iron Man,
Captain America,
and more. At the VRO Event Center in Kearney. Plus, the first 500 kids at the game will get a free Storm hockey coloring book.
And that's not all.
After the game, stick around for free ice skating with another Skeeter Barnes post-game skate. It's one action-packed weekend
of fun and entertainment
with free Kids Friday on March 22nd and Superhero Night on Saturday, March 23rd. For tickets, call 308-338-8011. That's 308-338-8011. Or visit stormhockey.com. Storm Hockey, presented by Viero.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out ProPlus at Ferguson.com.
Are you ready for something extreme? Don't miss Extreme International Ice Racing at Mid-America Center. Saturday, April 6th, Speedway motorcycles and modified quads compete on ice and go 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds on nitro with no brakes at all. Extreme International Ice Racing, brought to you by Monster Energy Drink. Saturday, April 6th. Doors open at 6:30 with the show at 7:30. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or the Mid-America Center box office. Kid tickets just $7. Like Mid-America Center on Facebook for discounted coupons.
We'll see some scattered snow showers around early today, possibly mixed with a little rain or freezing rain in some areas as well. Otherwise, temperatures will then head up to 43 for a high, with wind staying breezy out of the southeast. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 34.
With Doug Duda, Jim Lang, and Randy Bushcutter, about ready to go back into the NCAA tournament here. But our official picks and mine on our website is under Sports Dude.
Randy, yours is under bush cutter.
Yep, bush cutter.
That's not hard to find. Let's take a look at what we had. I already said that I had Ohio State and Duke on one side of the bracket. I have Indiana and Florida on the other side. And again, I would like to state that I thought that Florida pick was the hot pick because I made that on Monday. Then the president makes it. Then Tom Dienhart makes it. Then Kevin Kugler makes it. Then everybody we had on the show makes it. But I have Indiana over Ohio State in the national championship game. And again, Big Ten bias. Randy, you had New Mexico.
I have New Mexico over Miami in the national championship game.
And Jimmy?
I kind of got chalk here. I got Louisville and having Kansas getting second.
And I just don't know. Our discussion with some of my buddies is Kansas always takes a game off. I think Kansas can win it all. But they always take a game off. You can't take a game off in the tournament. Only way you can take it off is if the other team shoots 30%.
Not without the brackets run. Anybody that they play can beat them. Sometimes you can take that game off that first round, well, with the exception of that first round game. You know, the 16 seed isn't going to do it. But anybody else can get him in the East. Anybody else they face.
The sheet of integrity then, for me, my big upset is Missouri knocking off Louisville. What's your big upset, Randy? Because, Jimmy, you told us they're not necessarily a big upset. Marquette, did you have another huge upset going deep?
Not really. You know, I mean, if I looked at the whole thing, I don't think I have anything that's just that major that's an upset. I did, you know, Bucknell, I had them winning. You know what I mean? And so, you know, if you get some the first round, but, you know, I didn't have Bucknell winning the tournament.
No.
Right. I think Colorado might be my big upset. Or I have the 12 seed Oregon winning.
Yeah,
I got a 10 and a 12. That's about it.
As far as anybody getting into the Sweet 16 on my sheet of integrity, that's an upset. It's ninth seed Missouri. I've got 6 seed Memphis and Arizona. And then I've got chalk in the South and the East. I've got the top 4 teams making it to the Sweet 16. Well, that's the fun of it. You get to fill out the bracket. Now you get to get bashed here over the next 2 days. And then usually by next week you figure out, well, you know what? It's not that bad.
And by the way, how many people in the last half hour are going, what channel is True TV on? Do we have True TV? What channel is True TV on?
61 Charter, folks. Check it out. And if you got it. Also, I want to go back to Doug and Daddy Dent Popper inbox here. Got an email from Doug in Kearney who says, you know what? It's not necessarily having a deep bench that's going to win you a lot of basketball games. He goes, in men's college basketball, the old adage is that you can never have too many players. He goes, it actually might be untrue. Look at the regular season winning percentage. Georgetown plays 6 guys. They've won 67% of their games. Indiana, Miami, and Michigan State play 7 guys. Kansas, Ohio State, and Duke play 8 guys. So all those guys are our power ball clubs. And they don't necessarily play 10, 11 guys.
Yeah, you know, it's when you talk about depth, depth's kind of important when you get to triple overtime. Just avoid that. Avoid going to 3 overtimes. You don't need that much depth.
All right. Anything else?
Well, there's always that question of, are you deep because you don't have very good players, or are you deep because they're really good? If your depth has some talent, then you can just kind of play whoever the hot hand is, and that can be a huge advantage at that point. But I don't think there's a huge advantage being a team that plays 6 or 8.
Yeah, if you got NBA players that are playing college basketball right now, you might want to keep them on the floor. You know what I mean? They're going to be able to dominate. You know, I think one thing that's kind of interesting about picking this thing is, you know, this year will be interesting to see how the Big Ten does, I mean, or the Big East. Because I think those two conferences, basically, it's possible that they could all get 4 teams to the Final Four. The way the brackets are set up, they could actually do that. That all 4 Big Ten teams could be in the Final Four, or all 4 Big East teams. But other than that, I don't see any other conference dominating.
Well, let's set back, watch it here at Cunningham's, listen to it here on ESPN Radio, where the first game of the tournament has made it to the half, and Michigan State dominating Valparaiso 35-18. Butler leads Bucknell 15-12 with 5:20 to go in the first half. The next game's coming up, Pittsburgh and Wichita State tip at 12:40, St. Louis and New Mexico State at 1:10. We are back here at Cunningham's tomorrow to go through the first day and preview the second day of the NCAA tournament. We want to say, if you're going to the concert tonight and have a good time, come in before, come in after. If you're a basketball fan, this is the place to be. Cunningham's Journal of the Loft, always great food. The beer and burger special today for $6.49 or anything off the menu. It's all good here. We want to thank Jan Levine from RotoWire at RotoWire.com for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Also, Kearney Catholic coach Don Lee stepping down
as the boys basketball coach, and Jordan Hooper, All-American from the University of Nebraska. Women, we will also tomorrow on the show talk with Illinois head coach Dan Hartlib. We'll see you tomorrow, Jimmy.
South Dakota State.
Uh-oh. We'll see you tomorrow. See how that plays out here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.